Boy, my voice failed me. Happy Monday, everybody. My voice has been going in and out. What do they call that thing?
Laryngitis.
Laryngitis may be happening to me, so bear with me today. Happy Monday. How is your Monday going? Well, mine's going pretty well today. We're getting into that October type weather, right? Little windy, little chilly here and there. Time to get out your light sweaters and little jackets, right? And guess what? Today marks the 292nd day in the year 2021. Can you believe there's only 73 days left in this year? And we are looking at 2022. All the holidays and birthdays that may be left in this year. Get your celebration on, those of you who celebrate. Because it'll be over shortly. All right, welcome to A Voice of a People. Live here with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download an app called TuneIn, which is free. And you can download it on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can call in during this live broadcast by dialing 740-383-9944. If you have any questions about the subject we will be talking about, or if you would like to make any comments, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement, free produce. I think this will take place in November and December. I think that'll be the last month until sometime next spring. But the next one will take place November the 20th. And it will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars. It would be nice if more people would take advantage of free produce. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. Her location is LaRue, Ohio. Telephone 740-262-0939. These people estimate if you're selling a home and if you're buying a home, they come and inspect it, okay? Last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Phone 740-382-8552. And thank you for those of you who listen faithfully. And if it's your first time, I pray that you enjoy our show. But thank you all. I have a thought for today, which I like to open my show off with. And it's titled, Tread Lightly. Sometimes that can be like a little, put a little fear in you, right? When people say, tread lightly. Be careful what you're doing, right? you're walking on the wrong sidewalk, right? Okay. Tread lightly upon this earth, seeing, understanding, but never imposing. Thoughtful, independent. Be gracious in victory and defeat. Free of possessiveness. So, ease of mind sweetens relationships. Like the scent of a rose, the untroubled spirit imparts a lasting fragrance. Tread lightly upon this earth. And we should all take heed to that. Okay? Now, I have with me today another one of my favorite guests, Stacia Wade. Her show is Mysteries, End Time Mysteries Revealed. And I know some of you may be saying, what do you mean Mysteries Revealed? If it's a mystery, how is she revealing it? Well, you know, the Lord shares different things with each and every one of us. If we seek, we shall find. If we knock on the door, it shall be open, right? So she has been doing a lot of studies, and the last couple months she's been here, she has shared some phenomenal things with each and every one of us, especially with the 10-story high giant and the city that's being built to house this giant. I mean, we really want to know what she has to share with us today. So how are you today, Dacia?
I'm doing fine.
Thank
today.
You for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So since you were here last, what revelation or new mystery has God opened up to you today?
I think is we're going to talk about time.
Time. That's a good subject, since it's going by so fast.
We're going to talk about time, and the title that I picked was Beware of the Scoffers.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Beware of the Scoffers. And are you a scoffer?
And explain scoffers to us.
A scoffer is someone that is someone that basically makes a joke out of things, or, you know, oh, this is not going to happen. You know, like, I don't know what word to use with that, but it's kind of somebody that kind of doesn't believe anything, or, you know, they got to touch the fire to know that it's hot. A person like that, you know.
Right, right.
So, I wanted to talk about time and scoffing.
This is what Google says. Jude describes the scoffers of the last days as people who follow ungodly desires and create division in the church. Wow. Okay. All right, go ahead.
So, the title is Beware of the Scoffers. Are you a scoffer yourself?
Mm-hmm.
If you are a scoffer, it's time to get right. It's time to change.
Okay.
So we're going to start in the beginning. Genesis chapter 2. We're going to go chapter 2, verses 7 through 9, and verses 16 and 17. It says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil." Verse 16, "And the Lord God commanded man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." That's the first passage. And then we're going to go to Genesis chapter 3, 1 through 11. It says, "Now the serpent was more subtle and than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die. What did he do? He scoffed.
He mocked her.
And mocked God. Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? So, scoffing. Satan scoffed in the beginning with Eve.
Okay.
Oh, now the Lord said you're going to die if you do this. But what Satan said, oh, you shall not surely die. You know this is going to happen and this is going to happen and this is going to happen. But God said the day you eat of it will be the day that you die. Now, we know Adam lived to be how old? 36 years? So, according to our time, Adam didn't die that day. According to how we look at it, he lived to be 900 and some years old after he ate of the fruit.
Physically, he did, yeah.
Physically, he died, he lived.
Right.
And spiritually, he was able to make a return back to God because God had, yes, he was able to repent. So, yes. But what I'm saying to you is, according to 2 Peter chapter 3, a thousand years is as one day.
Right.
To the Lord. And one day is as 1,000 years. Adam died at 900. In 34, he died years. That day. He died that day.
Wow.
So we see people living to be 30 years old. They haven't even lived a quarter of a day. 40 years old. They haven't, according to God's timing.
Right, right.
So this is how God's timing is, and the things that the church is doing, and the things that we feel like we can do or we're sneaking to do. I have a problem with drinking, and anybody that knows me knows that. But I'm not supposed to be drinking. I'm supposed to be living holy. But me drinking this and going to have that drink and stuff don't mean that I'm not dying that day. Because I keep going out there grabbing. I keep doing this, grabbing it. And even with just certain things that's going on in the church, certain memorial services and things like that that we're not supposed to do because we think we're going to get away with it because God ain't coming yet. But we're marked, and everybody has a day. Before they even come on the earth, they have a day that they're not going to be here anymore.
True.
So this is just so phenomenal that Adam and Eve did die that day.
Wow.
According to God's timing.
According to his timing.
No one has lived a day in the history of man. No one has lived a whole day.
And you know, I don't think we even considered that in the context you're talking about right now. I don't think we have even considered that. Because 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is as 1,000 years with the Lord.
Adam almost made it to the next day. 900. He almost made it to the next day.
Right.
But he didn't. He died that day, according to God's timing. So we see how off our timing is to God's timing.
Oh, yeah.
We be running around trying to get something done in 24 hours, right? That's the end of our day.
Right.
You
right.
know.
Right.
So we like, oh, tomorrow, Lord bless and set the sun. We ain't even made it to finish one day.
No, not if it's as 1,000 years, no. And 1,000 years as a day, no. No way. Not even Methuselah made it completely.
And he was the oldest man that ever lived.
969.
Didn't make it that day.
Mm.
Isn't that outstanding?
Oh, yeah. Never looked at it in that context. I haven't, and I can't speak for a lot of people. I just haven't heard it like that. I have not heard it like that. I don't know if those of you who are listening have heard it like that, or if you would like to call in and add something to that, please call 740-383-9944. I know there are some Bible scholars out there, and we would love to hear from you what your take is on that. Absolutely. Wow.
So we're going to go to 2 Peter.
Okay.
It says, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers, walking after their own lust, doing what they want to do." Everybody doing what they want to do, right? "And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of that. By the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished." The flood. Everything was new after the flood.
True.
"But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." So this is saying, quit doing what you want to do and get holy. You know, what's it called? Grace? Grace is sending a lot of people to hell. Because we don't have permission to just do what we want to do.
Because of grace.
Because of grace. It was his grace that got you saved.
Right.
But that don't mean you can keep sinning because of grace.
True. They said, you know, as sin abound, grace much more abounds.
Yeah, but you don't have forever.
What's the context of that? What does that, you know, you have anything on that?
Well, I think where sin abounds,
grace much more abounds.
Grace much more abounds. Well, you know, things are weird. It's getting different out here. So there's different sins that's going on now than before. Like, within the last couple of years, it's been legalized to marry the same sex. Now, that wasn't going on before.
Yeah, but it was listed under whoremonging, infeminate. Yeah, Revelation 19 or 20. It talks about people who will not make it into heaven, will not make it into the kingdom. Infeminate, sexual immorality, liars, they will all have their part in the lake of fire.
Witchcraft, so, anything,
yes,
like that.
Right.
Pharmaceuticals, stuff.
Right.
And see, those are the things that people are doing. Drugs,
right,
pharmaceuticals,
right.
Witchcraft. And, you know, just like we were talking the other day with the Christmas tree. It's a whole ritual.
Yeah.
And it's, and I just seen something talking about how that worships the elements of the earth, the elements of the world, the earth, air, fire, and water. And when I heard that, I said, the whole Christmas tree is it all. The tree is the earth. The star you put on it is from the air. The lights you put on it is fire. And you got to put water under it so that you don't have no fire in your house when the needles when the needles dry out from the lights.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and there have been fires set
from Christmas trees.
Tree lights. Yeah, absolutely. Tree dry out. But, you know, when you get to talking about that, you step on a lot of toes. A lot of people don't want to hear that. You know, no, that's, don't take your Santa Claus away.
Well, and the whole point about that is, do God like it? I don't care if you like it. I like Christmas too. But do God like it?
That's something we need to study in a little deeper.
I don't think God likes that. In Isaiah, he says, I'm tired of your holy days and your feast days. I'm tired of them. Y'all coming together doing all this and doing all that. I ain't asked you to do that. He tells us he did not require that of us. There's only one thing, there's only a few things that he requires of us. Walk humbly before your God and treat others right.
Right, okay. So, we still on scoffers?
We are still on scoffers. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. See, Adam was able to repent. We're able, as long as we're breathing, we're able to do what? Repent. But the thing about that is we don't know what day, what time, what hour that God has put for our last day.
True.
We're not promised. As long as we're breathing, we can repent. People die in their sleep.
Right.
Can they repent?
It's too late.
No, they can't repent.
But, you know, this is a repenting way. So it's something that we shouldn't go to bed without sin. Lord, forgive me of my sins today that I may have committed. We should not. You know, or... And that's something to think about, too, because a lot of times we're just living our life. We're not really sure of every little thing that we do that may not be right. And I believe that's why Jesus did die. The things that you don't know that are just, you're born into sin. So the things that you don't know, I think grace covers that. But the things that you do know that are wrong and don't do, we're held responsible for those things.
We're responsible for it.
Yeah, we're held responsible for
We're responsible because somebody told us. If you tell me, okay, just like I said on the radio, do God like Christmas? I was talking about the Christmas tree. Everybody listening is responsible for going to check out that. Everybody that heard that right now, all over wherever they're listening from, is responsible to check that out and see if it's true or if it's false. And act accordingly.
I would like to do a show on that with two different people, one for and one anti. I would like to do that in the future. Yes, the near future. Wow. Okay. So, 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is as 1,000 years. So, when the Lord says, 6 days, I created the heavens and the earth, so it was actually 6,000 years.
Amen. That just disannuls the whole Big Bang Theory, right?
Right. He renewed the earth and all that. Yeah. So it was actually 6,000 years. Right. And on the seventh, he rested.
Yes.
And in his rest, he even created man on the sixth day.
Yes.
Six is the number of man. He created man on the sixth day, and on the seventh day, he rested. So we are in his rest now, or?
No. But we, well.
Oh, this is the millennial.
Right, because it's not.
Rain. Is that the rest? Has to be.
It has to be.
Has to be.
Because he came and he offered himself on the cross and everything like that. But I think the 1,000-year reign is the rest.
For us. That really gives you a lot to think about. You know, I have heard something about that through Nostradamus. I know people say, well, you guys are always talking about the end of the world. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. But I don't know. It intrigues me. And over the years, I've listened to different people who have considered themselves prophets. And Nostradamus was one of them because he predicted...
It said he predicted
9/11 and a few other things, you know. And I did watch him because he also predicted the person who had murdered John F. Kennedy, because they said he was in the knolls or whatever it was, the greenery.
Uh-huh.
And they couldn't find the person. They still haven't found that person in the greenery, like in the bushes, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he predicted that and a few other things. But he was saying like 3,000, the year 3,000. It's supposed to be the millennial reign. And I'm looking at where we are now, which is
2022 almost.
Yeah, 2022. You know, and I'm like, wow, if that is true, which, you know, a lot of people never thought we'd make it to 2000. Remember all the scary things they had? The new millennium was coming in. And
yeah, they had the Y2K and all that.
Y2K, no water was going to be around, and you weren't going to have any food, and people were storing food, and I was one of them. And you was eating it up fast as I was storing it. I was so upset about that. Like, where's the food? This girl had eaten up all the food I had stored up for the millennial. But I had plenty of water. If we had to live on water, we had it, didn't we?
Amen.
The whole basement was full of water. It was. And I do remember we had a water main break that New Year's. When 2000 came in, There was no water to be found in Marion, Ohio. Because I remember, my brother-in-law and them had to go to Delaware to find water. Delaware, Ohio. They could not find any water in Marion.
Wow.
So, it did trigger shortages, I think, 2000.
Oh, yeah.
The year 2000 when it came in, it did trigger shortages.
And it's been almost 22 years since then.
Yeah. Yeah. And you even mentioned earlier today that a shortage. It's going to be a shortage.
It's supposed to be a shortage
food.
In food.
Shortage
Stock
of workers.
Stock up on your food and stuff. And workers, I mean, it's getting bad. It's getting so bad out here. I don't know if we're going to even be able to go out this winter. I mean, around here, every other street is tore up. You can't hardly drive down the streets or nothing anymore. And the snow and stuff coming. Are we going to be able to go anywhere?
I don't know, but like I was saying to you last night, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power and of love and a sound mind.
And amen.
I do want to be mindful, and I do want to, like the Lord says, be ready. Don't be trying to get ready, but be ready for these things. But I don't want to be fearful or, you know, put fear tactics out there, but to encourage people to be watchful of the things that's going on in the land today.
And act accordingly.
And act accordingly.
If you see things going on, okay, yeah. Like I said, now last year when this corona started, I think I said on the radio, get enough stuff in your house to last you a year. I'm still living off of some of that stuff, y'all. Now, some things I had to buy more, but I still have my soap. I still have my cleaning supplies. I still have bleach. I still have even food that's in my deep freezer and stuff like that. I still have stuff from last year.
Wow.
When I first said, get enough stuff for a year. But this winter, I'm going to try to get enough stuff for 6 months now.
Right, right.
Because we don't know.
We don't know. We don't know what the Delta variant of COVID going around, and it's killing people. People are still losing their loved ones, and I just really pray for those of you who are suffering loss of loved ones, you know, and I pray that the Lord send you some type of comfort during these times. But we are in trying times. And like that thought for today, tread lightly.
That goes right along with what I'm saying.
We have to be so careful these days about treading lightly in the land and what we take for granted and what we don't take for granted. Wow.
It's time for us to seek God. It's time for us to line up with the Word. Not with the church, not with the pastors, but with the Word. It's time to line up. Because we got to be able to be presented without spot or blemish before our Lord and Savior, before He comes.
So do you think, I know one pastor had mentioned, you know, you talk about the end days like it's going to happen like right now. And there are young people who are trying to graduate and get their lives together and find their footing in the world today. And why send out scare tactics to these young people? And just like you said, the scholar said, well, things have still, they're still going on like they have, you know, from the beginning of time. And but what would you have to say to that?
As far as scare tactics?
Or him saying, don't even mention these type of things right now because things are going okay. And right now, God's not here. And allow these young people to have a chance to live their lives and make, you know, make headway or find jobs and careers and marriages and things like that.
Well, without Christ, you're dead anyway. That's all I got to say about that. And you don't live your life fully until you do know Christ. You don't know how to live your life. What are we doing out here other than destroying ourselves? We're not doing nothing but destroying ourselves. The day we take that first breath when we come out the womb is the first day we start dying.
Well, you know, it says in the scripture, when a child is born, we should be crying.
Exactly.
And rejoicing when they leave.
And it says, in that day, blessed is the woman that didn't bear any children.
And the day that's coming upon the land.
Yes.
Those end days.
Those end days.
The days when the fire and the brimstone is supposed to...
That's what I'm going to right here. It says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. What are the elements? The elements, what? Gold? Silver?
Google. What are the elements? Google.
Earth, air, fire, water. The elements of the earth.
Yeah. Wow.
And the elements. So you talking about air melting. Listen at this. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness. See, we're supposed to be holy. And we got to figure out what holy is. Not look holy, but be holy. Holy don't only mean, oh, your dress is all the way down here. You can't wear this. And that's looking holy. But we have to be holy.
I have,
looking for and hasting, that means hurrying, looking for and being eager for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless upon the earth. See, this is what we're supposed to be doing right now, looking for his day and being ready. And I don't think nobody ready. I really don't. There's a scripture that says, in that day, it'll be 10 left to a city. 10 left to a city. There ain't nobody going.
Now, you know what?
10 left to a city?
That's what the question that came up to me. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and few there are that find it. So, what does holiness look like? What does straight is the gate and narrow is the way and few there are that find it? What does that look like? Go ahead. You said like 10 to a city?
10 left to a city?
Of millions. Like Columbus has a million, over a million people in it. So
10 people going to be left.
Go ahead. Your next one. Sorry.
So I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 24 verse 46. Through the end, this is what I would say to someone that says, well, let this go on. We just going to do this. The Lord ain't here yet. Oh, I'm going to do this anyway. I just ask for forgiveness later. This and that and this and that. It says, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find him doing. So, looking for him, studying in your word, being holy, not looking holy, but being holy. There's a difference. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him. Mm-hmm. When is your day? We don't know when our day is.
No, we don't.
And in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The church got to get right. Because right now, we're all scoffers. We all think we got time. And we don't have time. Adam, after Adam went to sleep and woke up that next day, he was like, oh, I didn't die. But yes, you did. Because you didn't look at that 1,000 years being
no,
a day.
No.
You died that day.
When you come, you always bring something sobering. You really do. You bring something sobering. You really bring something that makes people think and wonder, am I doing what's right? Is, don't drink, don't smoke, kind to my neighbors, treat people like I want to be treated, go to church, read my Bible. Is that enough?
No.
And then people say, well, anything else, you know, grace covers. But does grace cover idols?
No.
Worshiping idols?
No. It's a to even rebuke your thoughts if they come up evil.
Casting down imaginations.
Them. Yes.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing
that exalts itself
against the knowledge of God. Bringing it into captivity.
It's anything that don't belong to God. Anything. Even all the way down to what we eat and what we wear and what we doing and who we even around, who we marrying and everything. He told us everything was written for us.
Playbook. Play by play.
Yes. Don't mingle with these people because these people going to turn you away from me. Don't do this and don't do that because these people going to do this and take you away from me. And don't you do this and don't. But that's what when we growing up and we meeting our friends and stuff that come from different households and different
religion,
upbringings, yes, and religions and stuff. You get out there, first thing you start doing is smoking and drinking.
Yeah.
Having sex without marriage.
Right.
Now you got a baby without out of wedlock and all this and all that. And you're doing, we do everything that we ain't supposed to do because we don't take the time to see what God wants us to do.
And you know, yesterday in church, the message was, deny yourself and follow me.
That's what we have to do.
Deny yourself. Matter of fact, get over you.
It ain't even about you.
Yeah, get over you and what you think you want and what you want to do. As if this is your life, and it's not.
Wow. It's not. And we're not even saved for ourselves. We're saved for the next person. God don't save us for us. He said he ain't doing for us.
Right. That you'll help somebody else come into the knowledge of him and be saved.
Yep. Because he said you was already chosen before the womb.
Before the foundation of the
earth. And even before the foundations of the earth. Your name was written in that book of life. And hopefully it don't get erased. Because it can't be erased. So it can't nothing be added.
That is true. Your candle light can be blotted out. Even though people think once saved, always saved. But there is a scripture that says your candle can be blotted out of the book of life. God forbid. And he does also say that those who think they are safe, take heed lest... those who think they stand, take heed lest they fall.
Unless they fall.
Unless they fall. So that means you can't be beating ourselves on the chest and saying, you know.
No, I did this, I did that. Right. And you don't get no medal for nothing that you did. Because you ain't doing nothing but what you're supposed to be doing.
Right. And it's also about your intentions of why you're doing what you're doing.
Yes. Because, see, if you want the praise for it, what he said, you got your reward.
Right here on earth.
Me ain't getting your reward. You ain't getting nothing from me.
And that's who we want our reward to come from. It's Christ.
God.
Because he says, when I return, I will have my reward with me.
Mm-hmm. Your crown. Whatever it is he had, your robe, your crown, he going to have it with him.
Boy, this has really been a very inspiring show, kind of jolting. But needed. It's something that's needed for all of us who consider ourselves believers in Christ Jesus and walking the walk and talking the talk, for us to take inventory
of ourselves.
Of ourselves.
And stop scoffing, because the Lord is coming.
Yes, he is coming.
We ain't got no whole bunch of time either. Corona out here like a roaring lion seeking whom it may devour.
Right. And they say it's like a precursor of what's coming next.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I hear the scientists say something even worse could be on its way next. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my God. Help us. Help us, Lord. You know, wow. I had no idea what you were bringing today. And I'm speechless, as always, before you leave. About the 10-story high giant that they have built and building more. And it able to transform itself into people like you. If you walk in there, it looks like you, talks like you. And then the city that they're building for it, all that is mind-blowing. Are you kidding me? We're talking about the last days. Where they're coming, whether we believe them or not. We're living in them now. We're living in them now. And you know, it's not like these things are new that's happening now. It's just the intensity of them is greater and greater and more often and more often. And the storms are worse and worse and worse as the years, days and months roll by. So we do want to be mindful of where we are, what we're doing, always, always. So I just, you know, I just pray for everyone who is listening, and hopefully, you know, something was said to inspire you, and that will help you even, like I'm going to have to check myself out, check out my intentions while I'm doing certain things, you know, and try to order my steps correctly. And walk circumspectly, because that is the word. And we don't want to be few. We don't want to be gone and there's only a few left. We want to be one of the few.
Amen. Many, you know, are called, but few
right, are chosen. And it's like, you know, you deny yourself this and that. And when you could have been out there partying, having yourself a good time in the world, and you end up being lost. We don't want that. No. I don't want to be lost. Dacia, thank you so much for coming and sharing what you had to share with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. And thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. And tomorrow we will be having at 5:15 to 6 p.m. the Singles Ministry. So please listen to that. And I will also be on at 4. Thank you. God bless.
You're listening to WWGA.